All right, 7:33. We go ahead and start the workshop. So it's not as formal as a regular meeting. We don't have the public comment section. One thing we do have in the basement of the Raritan are quite a few. We've gotten all the records out and moved to the Red Barn, but there's still a lot of vintage furniture and desks and just stuff down there that the Raritan would like us to either find a home for or get rid of. So, there's one chair down there that's moldy that I'm going to get, probably pull out of there after the meeting tonight just so that it's gone. But it's just everything that we need to keep record of, with the exception of some plans that I'll get down to the barn tomorrow, we just kind of need to see what we want to do with it. But the best way to do that is to go down and take a look. And anybody who wants to come down after the meeting and take a look at what's down there is free to come along.
Anything of value?
There might be some scrap metal, but it's mostly 60s and 70s era office furniture at this point. And there's an issue of Rolling Stone from, I think, the early 2000s. There's a Newt Gingrich book on tape. And then binders and desks and chairs in various stage of repair. But I think we've gotten everything that can be used at the barn is up there. So I don't know if anything's salvageable for visitor center. But that's just something that's down there to think about. We can probably get rid of it so that the merchant can have it back. So,
all right.
I know the big thing we did want to talk about was the Citizens Review Committee. Jim, did you want to run with that, or the finance review that we got? The committee.
The applications.
Yes. And I think on the website it said I thought the deadline was the 7th, but I think the website said the deadline was the 8th. That was brought. So I know we've gotten three people expressing interest, and I believe they are all here. Mark, Chuck, and Paul. And did you have?
No, they're not interested.
Okay.
Who?
Mark Carroll.
Chuck and Paul.
Yeah, Mark Carroll, Paul Gilligan, and Chuck Rounds. Were the only. Other than Jim, were the only people we got interest from.
Your guy? Did he apply?
No. When there was some issues about the deadline, they said forget it.
Okay. So we can start with this committee at any time. So okay, if you get with those folks after the meeting and talk to them and see how we can progress.
Yeah. Set up a time. And I know you asked. I've reached out to LSWG, our accountants. I've got a couple messages out. I have not gotten a response yet. I did look at the last audit that was standard audit that was done for 2022, and that was, I think, $6,000 just for the standard audit that they do for us. But when I actually talk to them, I'll get numbers on how much they charge for. Because I know they've been doing the uniform financial reports for us annually. They're in the middle of doing one for us now because it's required by law. And but it's December, so sometimes it takes longer for people to respond than other months. So I'll keep trying to get a hold of them.
send in a meeting, I'll put them in.
Yeah.
And just go and see them for an hour, since they're in front of
it. Yeah. Well, going back to work tomorrow, getting out during the day to go to Frederick for a meeting might be, but I've talked to them on the phone before. So they usually work out of, the person who works with us usually works remotely too, so they're not actually in Frederick. I think they're somewhere in Montgomery County.
Okay.
So, but, you know, sometimes not hearing back from them in 2 days is not unheard of. So I'll keep following up until I actually talk to them, and then I'll let everybody know what I hear. So, yeah, so I guess, after this, if you can set up a meeting time for the review, and then for the review committee to get together, and then, you know, keep the council updated.
My only question is that a conflict of interest for Jim to be a council member and on the review of the finances?
I don't believe that there. I don't believe that there is a conflict of interest with a member of the council also participating. Because I mean, it's in the council's best interest to
fix it.
To review and fix it and you know, get these controls in place. I mean, right now, only two people have access to the accounts, and only one person has a debit card, and it's right here.
All right.
And I'm not going to use it
any
more than it absolutely needs to be used.
Could all of you speak up just a little bit? It's a little bit difficult to hear you, at least for me. So if you could speak up a little bit.
Sure. I've
heard it all, but it was.
Sorry. The acoustics might not be the best for my. I'll try to. Is this okay with everybody? Can I?
No.
Oh well, not you. I'll have Jed deaf by the end of the evening. So we're going to proceed with the finance review committee to take a look at the last few years, get some recommendations for getting the controls and regulating the use of the town money, and just to, you know, get things where they need to be so things are open and transparent and kept track of better. And and I know that there are some mistakes with accounts that funds have been drawn from over the past couple of years. We also need to make sure that we get all that straightened out and where it needs to be. I think this is going to be a good thing to get things. And if I start quieting down, just yell at me, because I'm. I think this is going to get things in a good place so that we can move forward. And I'm hoping for no surprises. So
I don't think there would be, but
yeah.
Going along with the financial review is going to be internal controls. So kind of what started this mess out was the fact that the charter wasn't even looked at. And so we were not following the charter, which is an internal control, which was specified for the town. It's kind of like the town laws. If you don't follow the town laws, then the internal controls go crazy, and then you find all kinds of misplacements.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened. It's not, things just weren't followed precisely, and it just went off on a tangent, and it's the books were loose.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Things happen. Like, I got a question for you, for an instance. Where's the cell phone?
So, we were supposed to be getting paid back. We have paid Jade the last paycheck, which was $550. That has not been cashed. So I'm still working on it. So at this point, she owed us $600 for the cell phone. We owed her $550 for the last paycheck of the work that was done for the town. That check has been written. It has not been cashed.
Does she have it?
I don't know. It's.
Can we cancel that check and withhold that?
Theoretically.
Cost you $30. Give or take.
So. I.
You can stop paying them. Just.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's where. So I.
In a couple months. Yeah, we are.
So, I mean, I can follow up again. I can't guarantee I'm going to get any further response.
If you stop paying, then she'll call you.
Oh, well, well, she has no intention of cashing it to begin with.
Okay.
But
And you can't get a hold of her email, phone?
Oh, I can email. I can't guarantee they'll respond.
But no response. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. No response.
Yeah. I mean, going after the cell phone has not been, to be perfectly honest, a high priority over the last couple of weeks because of that last paycheck. It's basically a net $50. So I can follow up. We'll get it straightened out.
So I've got a question, Mike.
Okay.
Nicole's having car troubles, and she's had car trouble. Is there a time we expect her to get back?
Mm-hmm.
Or is she still working on, like, the minutes from November and the treasurer's reports and things?
I'm supposed to be meeting with Nicole on Thursday.
I guess my question is, has she done any work since she's been hired?
Yes. Yeah. Some work has been done. We've gotten the... Well, problem is, this becomes a personnel issue, which I really should not be... That's the one thing we would have a private meeting on, but okay, she has been working. Yeah, we've gotten the... setting up the QuickBooks. We've gotten the checks that need to be written and co-signed. Those have been done. She's been able to do that. We got the last meeting recorded, working on minutes for that. We're going to be working. Work is being done according to what the items of the specifications of the position. So hopefully when I meet on Thursday, then you know, we're going to get things more hammered out. But I specifics of what someone has been doing is not or not doing is I really should not be doing a personnel discussion in a public meeting.
I just wanted to make sure she's doing her job.
Things are being done, and I'm gonna working on getting things more up to speed. So I noticed about 2 months ago that the trash at the pond in the playground was not being picked up by J&J. So I've reached out to them, and they've advised that because the trash cans at the pond and the playground are not their totes, they can't pick it up. I could not get an answer from them as to why they were doing it for the previous years and suddenly stopped. I've been emptying them, but it's not really something I want to do. And looking at the contract with J&J, it does specify that things need to be in their totes in order for them to collect. And we have contract with them through 2028.
The one that's never voted on?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, that...
the one that we never voted on and that we just signed?
Yeah, I don't... But then the minutes say that we decided... unfortunately, we don't have a recording of it like we're doing now. So I can't go back and break that contract.
That would be advisable to default them on a contract now. They've sealed us.
Yeah. So we got a few more years with them. We got two trash cans, especially during the summer. The one at the playground fills up pretty quickly. So we could either get a J&J tote, which I don't know how y'all would feel about having one of our blue trash cans sitting in front of the playground and then at the pond. I don't think it would look great.
Couldn't we build a wooden bin or something?
We can
three sides or.
Do they need to be able to pull up next to it? Is the issue they won't get out of the truck?
At the pond, they can't do it with the power lines.
Yeah.
Where it would have to sit along the street, though, right?
At the pond?
At the park.
Well, it does. The one at the bottom fell apart.
Yeah.
I went and got that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can replace. And the barrels are disintegrating. I mean, those can be replaced for under $100 each.
Been there 10 years.
So oh, so that's been... Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is how long did the last ones last?
At least 10 years.
And I reached out to Mason to see if, like, how much he would charge to pick it up every 2 weeks. And he said he would charge $40 a quarter to get those two bins every 2 weeks, which works out to $7 every time he does it. And considering what fell on my, I would love to get an answer from J&J as to why they did it for several years and then just stopped. But yeah, they just didn't answer that one. If we want to go down, I mean, Chuck, you got a point about if we build something on three sides, but then we still have the blue bin facing the street. I kind of like to know I would kind of like to know what everybody thinks, since it's, yes.
I think a blue bin would look a lot better than trash on the ground.
Right. I don't want a pile of trash. The blue bin, do we do replace the barrels? Bill?
I like Chuck's idea, however, especially down at the playground, I think that area would be a repository for folks driving through town, offloading stuff and maybe accumulating there. It's just something to think about.
The bigger the can, the more they're going to stop. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Chuck?
I've heard an opinion raised that the current structure of the bins that hold the garbage cans were chosen because they had a more historic look. So I'm just throwing that out as...
The barrels, you mean?
Opinion from the town. The wood slats.
The barrels.
Yeah.
Paul, didn't you and I start that 20 years ago?
You're correct.
This is like the second set of barrels?
Yeah. Actually, you can make them last a lot longer by shellacking them. Just use a polycoat on them.
It's when they dry up, then they fall apart.
It's only because they dry up. Those things will last for a really long time if they're just polycoated, and they're very stable.
I found them on Facebook in Finksburg for $50, and somebody in Middletown had two for $100 each. So, if anybody's retired, and then time to drive to Finksburg.
Yeah, and then you send it to me, and now I have nothing but barrels showing up on
Mark,
my...
So,
Mark.
When we first received those trash cans, there's a list of... there's some paperwork that accompanied the trash can, and one of the things it stated was that you had to use that to get your trash picked up. If you had excess trash... If you had a can that was identical to theirs that could be picked up by the machine, they would pick it up if you put it beside the trash can. It won't pick any other trash can up. It has to be identical to what theirs looks like. It doesn't necessarily have to have their name on it. That could be verified. Okay, but that's what the paperwork came with the trash can said.
It doesn't have to be the same color either.
No, it just has to fit the jaws of the machine. It has to, and it's a Rubbermaid trash can. I mean, they made millions of them. You know. And you could take a dark one and just put trash on the front of it so people know where to throw it. You know, because if you don't do that, they'll probably go up and dump it beside it. But that way you could have it out at the edge of the street. And when a guy comes by every Monday morning, you know, he could snag it, empty it. Thank you very much.
So, but as far as how...
ambiance.
Yeah, like Jim, as the optics and the ambiance.
Then like Bill said, you put a big can there and people are going to start cleaning their car out while their little Susie's running up and down the playground.
I mean, we found...
Can you speak up?
No, Catherine was...
I just wanted to say Mason's rate for picking it up sounds really reasonable to me.
I'll second that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And we could put in, you know, for not very much money, new barrels, let the old ones look pretty, and give some work to a local guy.
Okay. Did you have your...
Me?
No, Cheryl. Sorry.
You know, like a dark green toter, you know, would be just fine for a receptacle, too, for J&J to pick up.
They're
innocuous to blend in. Yeah. Where are you going to put the pond on it?
I mean, the pond one...
You have to put it out by the water puddle.
Yeah, which is another thing we should look at if... if y'all... So that puddle is probably something that can be repaired with, depending on what we have in the street fund when y'all are done taking a look at that. I guess we probably do need a can by the pond too. So it's
Well, the National Park Service is closing down a lot of their trash cans and making people take the trash home. Only because of the cost.
Pack in, pack out. Yeah.
More of a dog. I think it's dog waste more than it is trash.
Yeah, I'm finding some new dog waste. No, I'm not going down that road. Try to get mine. So the question is, do we want the barrels or do we want a rubber tub? I mean, I agree with the ambiance. I think the wooden barrels look good, and I think with Paul's point is to seal them, shellac them so that they last longer. I mean, that's a fairly low investment. I don't want to unilaterally make a decision on that when we got 150 people living here.
Who's going to empty them if you use them?
Well, we've got.
How's the trash going to get from the can to the landfill? That's the answer we're looking for.
And then we got Mason willing to do it every 2 weeks for $7. So, breaking it down to $3.50 a week. We'd need to, write up a contract for it, and since it's $160 a year, so I mean that wouldn't even need to go out for bid if he's willing to do it, since it's under $1,000.
There's no money in trash pickup. I mean, after Mason, he has 80 accounts in Myersville. And they get it's $25 a month. So. And people are doing it cheaper than that. It's $6 a week.
Chuck.
Is this an opportunity for us to consider the larger framework issue of general public works, a handyman contract that we might want to put out?
That was next on the
list. That is next on the list if we want to go on and move to move on to the handyman, the maintenance discussion. I don't want to say handyman, because I've
taken. Did we make a decision on the last on mason and trash cans and barrels?
Well, I offered that perhaps that's premature, that we might not consider a larger contract, but we talked about a handyman.
So, and the reason I asked Mason is because he already does have that that service that he does for other municipalities and is in town. So that's why I went with him to see just how much it would cost to provide that service. But if we've got the maintenance. The general.
Vote on it next meeting.
Yeah, I mean we can vote on that if we. So the town maintenance. Jim, do you want to speak to this? I know that currently, Jad's been doing general maintenance for the town for what, 20 years now. But to get things in line with just to make sure that we're in line with, having these positions, posted for bid and comply with ethics regulations. I mean, we should get them posted and
the lawyer did say there's no issue.
Yeah, the lawyer said, yep, so I did speak to the town attorney regarding doing mowing and snow removal and maintenance work for the town. There are no concerns with a mayor or council member performing those services for the town. But we do need to make sure that we are putting it out for bid. And it may have to be annually. And the town, the person doing it will need to abstain from any voting regarding that position. And the town is, we do not have to accept the lowest bid. If there is a lower bid that comes through based on history of work and, we don't have to take the monetary factor as the only factor for accepting the bid. So that's the information I've gotten from the lawyer. So we're going to get these positions out there and just basically on the books so that make sure that we're complying with everything. So I know that, Jan's been doing the work for about 20 years. We've got a draft position that we can review and post. But Jim, did you have something?
Well, there's some confusion here in that, first of all, Jad's well-liked and does a nice job in town and has been doing it for a long time and he's well-serviced and knows what's going on. But Jad is also on the council, which gives the appearance of we have an ethical issue, and I brought it up. And normally, it's a conflict of interest, usually any place else, but what I have found out through the State of Maryland Ethics Commission, except for small towns, and the lawyer, when Michael went to talk to the attorney said, legally, of course, the mayor, council, anybody can work for the town, but those jobs must be bid at least once a year. So his snow plowing needs to be bid by other people because there are other people in the local area that can do that job. It doesn't necessarily have to be one person. But to get around that appearance of being unethical, we should at least follow some guidelines. And that's part of the internal controls. There's nothing against Jad at all.
I don't believe that.
Pardon?
I don't believe that. Mm-hmm.
Well, we could put that out other than public. But that was my concern, is the ethical issues.
He just said it was fine. It's not. He just said there's no ethic issues.
Yeah,
just making a huge situation.
There's a difference between legal and what appears to be unethical.
So basically, we just need to get it out for bid. And that will, as long as we have that on the books, we get it out for bid and we get it, everything settled. I mean, we're not free. I mean, I know previously when things have gone out for bid, nobody bids on things, or we get one bid. But if we have that out there, and the town is going through following the proper procedures to get things done, and
but no town or municipality bids things for 1 year. I mean, these alleys are special. You're not going to plow them with a truck. So somebody's not going to invest in the extra equipment to plow these alleys for a one-year contract.
Okay. Well, that's something that, in that case, that's something that the time frame is something I need to confirm.
I've seen some of the contracts go from 1 to 3 years, sometimes 5, you know, so make it reasonable and make it worthwhile.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to have to do this every year if we don't have to, but if I also don't want...
Other towns are doing it for 3 years.
I have another contract, another municipality, and it was a 3-year contract, and this is the 5th year. They didn't renew it. They didn't put it back out to bid. They didn't have to.
I just wanted to... Sorry, Nancy.
Finish your sentence.
Oh, no, I just want to make sure that... I want to protect the town. I want to protect you, and I want to make sure that we're following the proper process.
So my question is, it's just a comment. How many years have you been on council, Chad?
This is my third term, so 9.
9 years.
And that's when Shelby and Catherine begged me to be on the council.
Okay. And so how many years have you been doing things for the town then?
20 plus.
Right. Just want to make a comment. I just think we need to think about that when we think about, you know, who's doing what where.
And I mean, can you call when you need them right away? Like with Wiener Drive gets icy, you call Jad and he takes care of it.
And I don't plow anywhere else except for driveways. So Perkinsville is my first priority.
And the county does Main Street.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Do we have a contract for this year? If it snows tonight, what the hell are we going to do?
Don't call me.
Are you going to plow it or are we going to wait on
the wheel? I've got a contract, Sam.
Okay, good. Keep what you got and be glad you got it.
Yeah, Jan's always done a fine job. I mean, you know, lives here 60 years and never a complaint with Chad or his dad with doing what they said they were going to do.
Mm-hmm. Why couldn't this be a decision right here? Why?
So it sounds to me like we have to bid it. However, when we get the bids, we can take into consideration all the comments here. All the pluses that we're going to evaluate when we look at these things, that automatically would put someone like Jad to the top of the list.
Absolutely.
Within, you know, reason, price-wise. So.
But we do need... Sorry,
like I said, it doesn't have to be the lowest bidder.
Yeah, and it's just those hoops we have to jump through to make sure that we're complying with the law. And Gloria, sorry.
So my comment was just going to be that the in response to, you know, Jad doing the work for the town and the good work that he's done and he's responsive, but the internal controls haven't been around for an extremely long time. I mean, the rules change, the laws change, and they make it a requirement that you have to do certain things, and you can still do it the right way, and Jad can put a, you know, respond to an RFP, and things progress as they always have. But the law requires certain things, and we can't just ignore that.
Right, and I'm
stating the obvious.
And I'm not going to get up here and say we're going to put out this contract, and of course Jad's going to get it because that is completely illegal to do, and I'm not going to do that. So,
I'll sit here and think that.
I I think.
So are you going to put the mowing, the snow, and this three-page maintenance proposal one bid?
This can be revised, and the snow and the and mowing can be two separate ones that we can generate and get out just to cover all of our bases.
I think snow and mowing should be separate.
Should they snow be separate and, from each other? Lands?
No.
Okay.
I would say.
You mean together?
I think snow and landscaping should be the same contract.
What if you have a winter, you have 15 snows and one winter, no snow?
Well, it's all done by the hourly.
Yeah. Hourly. Okay.
So we'll get those out.
Yeah.
We'll review, revise. We'll get the snow and landscaping one done up and out to everybody, and then we can get it posted, see what kind of bids we get.
That's next year.
Well, next year is in a few days.
Sam said it might snow tomorrow. But
yes. I mean,
we didn't get a snow contract this year. We didn't plan on it. And same way with mowing. We got enough time to put something together for mowing, but we won't put them together. Just wait until the springtime to get it.
So what are you going to do if it snows next week?
Pardon?
What are you going to do if it snows next week?
So, I mean, are we proposing that we just continue what we're doing now?
Correct.
Where that's we don't have, but get the snow and
landscape
contract out for what? Get it. I mean, when do we post it? I mean, if we would do it next year, I mean, if we get snow. Sorry, I don't want you to keep your hand up.
I know you got to have contracts. People get different contracts, but you should make a note that Jad's close here. He's the first one. We were the first one on his list, and 5:30 in the morning we get our snow plow, and make sure that these other people would do that for us, so people can go to work in Burnsville.
I mean, with that said, when we had that double storm, Renee backhoed from my driveway to town so I could get to town and open up the alleys. And 17 wasn't even opened up yet. So.
So, I mean, we can get this prepped, we can get this posted, and then we can get
just
the other.
Just make sure they realize that, you know, in the bid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, response time is imperative.
People in town have got to go to work.
Yeah.
Now they can't. Somebody comes in at 11 o'clock
because
it's a little bit cheaper.
Right.
They can't go to work.
That's
not good at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's response time is going to be a primary factor. But
is there anything ever in those contracts where a bidder will preclude or forbid someone else from doing that work voluntarily? Have you ever seen something like that?
I have no idea.
Just wondering.
You mean like if you went ahead and...
I'm just saying if we get a big snow,
yeah.
I'll probably bring a tractor through.
I mean, I have an 8-foot snow blower for the tractor and a 6-foot one for the skid loader.
Yeah.
So. Exactly.
That's what I was thinking. If something happens, we have equipment.
Yeah.
And I know I can work with you, you know.
So I'll work on getting it put together, and then we can review it, and then we can decide when to post that. And right now, we can continue as we're doing.
So are these typically the other municipality that you work with? Snow and landscaping together?
It's just mowing,
okay.
They don't do any snow.
When would typically these contracts be put out for bid?
Make it run concurrent with your office.
Yeah, that'd be July.
There you go.
You don't want to do the mowing mid-season. You wouldn't want to switch mid-season.
Yeah, I mean, we can go ahead and get mowing out. And then...
Chad, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to... I mean, Sam, it's a good idea to coordinate them together, but I don't think... Mowing's your major part of it. You don't want to... Like, for me to mow till July 1st, and then that takes over from then. I mean, you don't want to break that up.
Yes.
I think it's more of like a March 1st thing.
Yeah, I was thinking March.
Like, kind of end of snow season. So, like, March 1st, 25, you do the mowing for 25 and the snow for 25, 26.
Okay.
or 3 years.
I mean, you know, I don't know if there's like the, it's kind of like when you rent land, the 3 year deal, 5 year lease with a, at the end of 3 years you get to renew it, or 3 years you get to renew it, or two more or something.
I mean, we can.
So I will tell you, we rent some land from a municipality, and we had a 3 year contract, and at the end, they had something in there. They were satisfied with the work.
They could stick with you.
And now we have another 3 year contract.
Without putting it out to bid.
Yeah, they give option years.
Yeah, it was not put back out to bid.
Okay. That's what I was trying to say.
Got it. Okay. Well, we can.
Not that that's what we want to do in this case, but it is something.
I mean, yeah, I mean. All right, so let me. We'll work on. Work on.
We should probably have it ready to vote on. Have the bids here by the February meeting.
Yeah, we can make February a meeting if we wanted to. So yeah, that's so. All right, so
that is for that
is draft.
Draft is mostly for building maintenance and emergencies for facilities, not snow removal or landscaping. There's nothing in
right.
there about that. It was just trash removal.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The we know. Snow and mowing is separate from this.
Right.
So I mean, that we can get.
Why wouldn't you want to find somebody like myself that can do it all and not have to deal with different people?
Because I want you to jump through the hoops and do all and apply for all three.
I mean, this is like, yeah. You know, I've read over these three pages of Jim's request for a proposal for a maintenance man. I mean, it's something that's going to happen like two or three times a year, like fix the fence boards, cut a tree up to fill. I think it's a lot of paperwork for, and submit a bill within 5 days. I mean,
I said it was for facilities, yeah. And the reason I did that was hoping that we would have more of a discussion whereby the town would enter into an agreement with the Historical Society and use the church as the visitor center. When I talk to Jody, they have problems getting somebody to come in and fix a toilet. They have somebody, if they needed a window or if they needed a door repair, they need somebody that can come by quickly and get the job done. And that was an effort by me in talking to Jody, that the town can offer some help that way where the society cannot.
So you're gonna, the town's going to pay for their repairs?
Well, we're getting a visitor center and a building to use versus the red shed up here, whereas actually you can't use the upstairs because I don't think that's permitted, and the downstairs for a visitor center, which has no bathrooms. And if we go into the finance of it, Jad, you know there's $47,000 that was issued for that, but nothing's been done.
That's
how long
not
is it going to take to get that done? I don't know. But let me ask you, are you interested in having the red shed as your visitor center?
Who's going to man this visitor center? You can't leave it open.
Oh, well, we can do volunteers. I mean, that need to be volunteers.
What?
Right.
Who's going to man it?
It's
not historical. There's nothing about that.
Who's going to sit in there at the desk and welcome the one person every month?
So the grant that we have for the Red Barn from LPPI. No, that's not LPPI. That is
POS.
Yeah, I think it's POS. Most of that money has been spent. That $47,000 that we need to get. I'm still trying to figure out, and I'm trying to get a response from our person there, which is why I don't have it on the agenda tonight. So the grant is specifically for that to be a visitor center. So once we get the work completed on it, it has to be a visitor center. And Frederick County usually has some money available in January that can be used towards tourism. So we might be able to pursue that if it actually exists in 2025. But yeah, so there's the South Mountain Society, but then the first floor of the Red Barn
has to be
a visitor center. The upstairs can be used for storage, but the first floor needs to be.
All right, so threw out the idea of maybe using that visitor center for Blair Witch stuff.
I don't want to do a. I'm just. I don't want to do a Blair Witch Museum because I don't want to be run out of town. I think there's, I mean, we could have something, part of it, you know, be, have something to do with, you know, the effect of the, that film on the town. I mean, the fans want to buy Burkittsville merchandise, and everything that's being made now that says Burkittsville on it in relation to that movie, we get nothing from. Also, neither do the people that made the movie, so... because they were in their 20s and they didn't understand how to fit the contract that they were filling out. So, like, Deb gets more money every year in royalties from being in Blair Witch 2 for 2 seconds than any of the three people in the first movie have gotten in 25 years. And from the studio. And, of course, Burkittsville's gotten nothing. So, but I mean, the fans, the people who like the movie, they want to buy stuff that says Burkittsville on it. And if we can do town merch, there's a market for that. And same with the history. The Civil War fans, not Civil War fans. Buffs. Yeah, someone at work was like, "Happy Memorial Day." I'm like, that's the wrong word.
How do you envision staffing the visitor center if it does become one?
My 14-year-old wants to do it. We can do it could be volunteer based. It can be in Darwin, Minnesota, they've got the giant twine ball and a museum for it. And there's a little note on the door with a guy's phone number that you can text and he'll come out and let you in. And my family was appalled that I texted the guy. Yes.
Why isn't the responsibility of the town government to sponsor the Heritage Society? If you want to sponsor somebody, sponsor the Ruritan or the Lutheran Church. What makes the Heritage Society? Why do they get the money from the town for it? What do they got, an inn or something? What's the deal?
Any money.
I'm not proposing.
You apply for grant money and give it to them. Give it to the Ruritan.
I'm not proposing that at all.
Yes, you just did.
I didn't. I said that the Red Barn is to be a town visitor center.
And
I mean that was
the Heritage Society. That's what you're saying.
I am not proposing that at all.
Okay.
Sorry. It is like the stipulations of the grant is that it's a town visitor center.
There was some other money available next year.
There was this year, and when we tried to pursue it, the people who are no longer here.
We spent
almost
$200,000, by the way, on the Red Barn, putting bathrooms in it, and it still doesn't have bathrooms. We're now talking about another contract to put bathrooms in. Just some history.
I'd like to ask a question, if I may. So when we talked about using two buildings, the Historical Society and the Red Barn, as visitor centers, there was some positive response to that. And so you were talking about merchandising, and why couldn't the Red Barn be a site for that type of merchandising? And so you can, you know, the church, you know, it's a church. So, I mean, people will come in there, it's comfortable, there are bathrooms, and then you can go to the Little Red Barn and have memorabilia of any type, historical, I don't know how much Blair Witch you want to get into, but different types of memorabilia that history buffs and Burkittsville, people who are interested in Burkittsville, would want to see or purchase.
Heritage Society makes some money.
I've been with the Heritage Society forever. I was president for a long time and vice president. Now that Jody got grown up and he can be president, that's actually true. I think we've hoped for some kind of partnership of the kind here. I mean, we're not open that much. We're open for special events, of course, the book sale and museums by candlelight. Y'all come. a week from Saturday, which is a countywide program. We're part of it. But for the most part, we're open by appointment. But also, Jody's there the first, because he's the one who knows everything. It's the first Saturday of every month from like April through October, I think. And, you know, I think we've been envisioning having that be an open day for the town center and directing people to stop with us since we're in the street back to the town tourist center and cooperating in, you know, in the kind of way that you're talking about. You know, and then maybe the Schaefer Farm, too, could have part of this. So, you know, the more we have a group of history buildings, the more people will come to town and buy the memorabilia.
Right, and at this right today, that first floor of Red Barn is nowhere near ready to be open as a visitor center. And it does, and I don't understand the history of the bathroom in there. Because I've been hearing about the bathroom going in the Red Barn for 2 years now, and I haven't been able to track down exactly what the situation is there. I heard one was going in, I heard someone was putting it in and not charging the town, I heard there's a contractor, and I don't know what the actual story is.
Citizens Committee will certainly come up with that answer.
The previous council in 2018 on the history of the barn from 2014 to then the present, and I'd be happy to give you a copy of that research, Michael, because it's already been done.
Great. I would be happy to see it.
It's actually in a file that is in the town's hands.
Okay.
So they have a copy. You have a copy of it already.
If I do, I don't know exactly where it is. And I'd love to get a copy of it.
It should be on a thumb drive that was delivered to the mayor and the previous clerk treasurer in 2019.
Okay.
Along with all the historical files from that two-year period that was supposed to have been downloaded to the short stand.
Okay. I don't know about any thumb drives. I also haven't actually been actively looking for any thumb drives, but are we?
So we need to go back to this maintenance.
Yeah.
We need to go back to the maintenance.
The maintenance worker position. These buildings is what I drafted up, was to help with it to maintain the buildings, not the snow removal, not the mowing.
Right. Yeah. Right. So one thing I want to ask is if this is being proposed if the Historical Society wants to enter into a partnership with the town, then I mean that's a whole other thing.
Is it premature to do this before we have something like that?
I agree.
Yeah, I think that would be the step number one. And I'm not. And another thing is like if they're having issues with getting the toilets fixed, I mean that's why don't they call a plumber rather than having a town maintenance person come in and I wouldn't expect somebody to be able to like hang a door jamb or I don't even know if that's the right phrasing or do be an electrician or be able to do plumbing too. I mean, general maintenance. And then there's people that, you know, I mean, I've got like Chris Smith does. If something goes wrong with their plumbing, call him.
Especially people.
Yeah,
but if you entered into an agreement with the Historical Society and in discussions with Jody, they need assistance with maintenance, right? I mean, they're always, that would be part of the symbiotic relationship with the town.
Well, I mean, there's building maintenance and then there's like fence repair and tree trimming and that's it's not necessarily the same animal.
Right. So the position description would define that.
Yeah.
I don't think the Heritage Society is looking for a free ride with any of this. If there were a town maintenance, so Bill knows a lot more about the physical plan of the Heritage Society than I do.
I don't know what Jody talked about, but I mean, what we've got, we don't really have, I mean, what we've got is an issue where our level of funding does not meet the maintenance requirements. And that's why we run into issues getting things done. I mean, we're hand to mouth up there, keeping things going. Roof needs to be replaced, and we've been doing patchwork on it. Probably going to need plaster replaced when that's done. And just all the little niggling stuff. Heck, they replaced the door, and they hung it upside down. And it's not hung right.
And you still haven't come back.
No, and I told Jody not to pay him.
Oh, yeah. I called him.
Yeah.
I walked in and ran into the installment. I called him and said, Bill, you need to fix this door.
From the town, speaking for myself, now I don't think would be an appropriate use of town funds.
If you notice, though, that's an on-call position, not a full-time position. That's on an emergency basis. So.
Yeah, and then we got to look at the state on-call laws because they might need to be paying somebody to be on call too.
Establishes such a position, and we have somebody in that position, and the Heritage Society could pay for work by that person, but have somebody that is, the contact person to say, hey, the Heritage Society, we need to have this work done. Could you do it? And we'll pay you. I mean, it would be a useful channel of communication, or that's not quite the right words, but it would be useful to be able to call on the town handyman.
I just have some concerns with expecting one person to do like
trimetry and fix the toilet.
Trimetry, plumbing, electrician stuff, right. And I'm.
Yeah, I don't think the Heritage Society is looking for any partnership on paper.
Yeah, I mean, if you need a toilet valve fixed, I can do that. I've got a spare one.
Let's test them, yes.
So what if someone developed, because we all have a little piece of the puzzle, what if someone developed a concept paper about just a one-pager of how this can be done, you know, the pros and cons of the concept of the visitor center being the Heritage Society and the Little Red Barn combined with the handyman and how that could work, like possible courses of action.
I right now I think that's a lot of things fusing together.
Well, that's why you write the paper, so that you can have a meeting and you bring the paper and people can say,
I mean, if somebody wants to do that, but you know, also it's if Jody would be the representative from the Heritage Society. I mean, are you coming to us representing the Historical Society, or is this just coming to us from a just discussions with Jody and I know
this
people.
This is all my initiation that I talked with folks from the society. What is it that we combine? Because the Red Barn has not been a visitor center and really is not. Yeah. Finished to be a visitor center, and personally I just thought it was a little embarrassing to take the senators from the United States Senate into that building. Anyway, so the Heritage Society is a historical building. That's what Burkittsville is about, historical. If we could have used that as the visitor center, then we could help. They would let us use the building as a visitor center. We could offer them some kind of help to augment the fact that the building would be open a little bit more, that it would increase visitation, it would show the town off a little more. The maintenance worker like that, we have them in the Park Service that does combine the different kind of talents.
would be on call to, if we have an emergency or if we need the plumbing, hey, we got one person, one company you deal with to call back if you need it. Not everybody's going to, in this room, is going to come out and go fix a toilet at you're going to be working 5 days a week and you can't get out half the time as it is. So to make it simple, you have one guy, one company you call and say, hey, can you help us on this? And then you get paid, and that's what it is, 2 hour payment or whatever. So, and that's a draft. So, forgive it, you know. We can go back to the drawing board, work on your, get your visitor center organized, and we can go about business the way it's always been done.
Sounds to me like something in progress, not something that anybody's deciding.
Well, it's a draft, that's something to talk about. How can we finesse it? True.
You've got half the board here. By the way, when you come to the museums by candlelight on a Saturday afternoon and it looks incredibly beautiful, it's because of Shelby. And the fact that we even have a roof to patch is owing to Bill and his amazing road race in October and, well, and the one in the spring, because that brings in way more money than the book sale. But so I just want to give a little shout out to my fellow board members. So, and you know, I mean, obviously we need to have the board talk to the town and all that to see what kind of relationship, and it could be, you know, an informal partnership that works along the way you're talking about.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
So I mean, just one more comment. So okay. I'm envisioning, as different people are talking, it would be kind of cool to have not a modern campus, but, you know, people that come in to the Historical Society, and then maybe there's some lighting, and they walk down to the Little Red Barn, and they can go around in there. I mean, it's kind of a destination. So I just wanted
and
to
I
say that.
And I got to say, there's Union Cemetery. I don't think Jody's done it for a long time, but when Jody Brumage gives a tour of Union Cemetery, and there we have a whole other board in question. Union Cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Jody gives a tour of that, it's like giving the history of Burkittsville. Mm-hmm. He's amazing. So that's another part of the campus. Yeah.
So
yeah.
And like another thing is this: does the cemetery have like maps or are there plans to do maps of the cemetery with like where the plaques are?
All kinds
of. Right. So that's for so like visitors. So if somebody were to come to the visitor center, they could
get. We have in our planning. One right inside the gate that shows all the lots that are in the cemetery.
And could they do like brochures that people could take? And and I don't know what the logistics of getting like the National Park, the Unigrid brochures is. It, can that only be in the National Park visitor centers? Can we get one for the Seno Canal? Can we get one for Antietam? Can we get one for any of the local parks so that anybody coming to Burkittsville can then get out of Burkittsville and then, but you know, that's still down the road. And, if I can dig up where we currently are with the Red Barn and what's been spent and what we need to get back and what we still need to do, I will provide an update at the January meeting. Joyce, sorry.
For now, it seems like the town council has enough to do to focus on getting things in order as far as the town finances, minutes, the town office, etc. And I think the Heritage Society is doing well. They do fundraisers and also they get money from, I can't think of the word, but they apply for grants and get some grant money. And it seems like they're doing okay for like the last, I'd say 30, 40 years. They've been back, as an organization. And then you have the cemetery committee who seems like they're up and running and doing okay, and I suggest just leave everything as it is until each organization gets up to par as far as they're concerned, as far as the members are concerned, and just concentrate on one area, the town government at this point.
Okay. Thank you. So can we move on to...
Go ahead. One thing. Sure. For back to the landscaping and mowing, when do we need to have this posted by? We never decided that.
Governor,
a date.
I would say 30 days before the February meeting.
We can get a, I think, yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be difficult to get a draft up for review in the next couple of days. I have to drive into Reston the next 2 days, so yeah, I'm not thrilled. I'm glad I don't have to do it 5 days a week anymore.
So just to be clear, I'm doing the snow until then, and the town's going to pay me, and there's no contract.
Until we get this...
I think 24, 25 snow is not part of this.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to clarify.
Okay. And then we'll get this, everything squared away, and then we'll be good to move on. So, Shelby... And I think Jad also brought this up with the welcome signs are beginning to deteriorate. So I don't know who, how long have those been up? I know it's been at least 20 years.
Not that long.
Not quite that.
10 or 12.
Yeah, 10 or 12.
Yeah.
So,
but they're just plywood. That's the problem.
Yeah, they're just.
Wayne, do they make sim board in a full sheet where we could cut four of them out of it?
Yeah.
Is it smooth enough for paint to stick and then for vinyl letters to stick?
Those sheets come 5 foot by 16 foot.
So we could get four out of them in one sheet. I mean, you're probably $200 a sheet. But they're smooth enough to paint and smooth enough to, like, take them in there to Jason at the sign shop and just vinyl on it to match what's there.
They run through a drum sander and we're to have something for the paint to bond to.
Before you buy it.
Yeah.
Sim board, it'll last forever.
And you're thinking hand paint?
No, I'm thinking like maybe we could hire Wayne since he's a hell of a carpenter to cut four signs out for us. And then we could paint them.
Here you got to use a paint that's for plastic.
Yeah.
Because you expand contraction.
Then we could take them in there to Airport View Signs and say, here, make these four match the old ones. Just put vinyl on them. The vinyl will be ruined before the plastic sign.
Yeah.
So you could probably get it redone in 6 years, 10 years. I think that's to match what you got.
Yeah. Let me see how much that would cost.
I can take the lead on that, I guess.
Okay.
No, it's a couple $100 a sheet, right? Where do you even get it, Wayne, in the full sheets? Builders?
Down Road.
Oh, down towards Adamstown. Yeah. Not the one in Point of Rocks. That's the door.
Down there, but they do the meal one there.
Okay. I'll get a hold of them.
Okay. Ask for Roger Field.
Tell him I know you or no?
Yeah, he knows me. Roger knows me.
Roger who?
Fieldings. I think that's his first name. Ask for Roger and Emil.
Yeah, find out how much that would.
He runs the mill back there where they make all the stuff.
Because I think we could reuse the post and the brackets.
I think the posts are okay. They might need to be painted.
Well, originally they were just screwed, and that really rotted out. And I put little bolts all the way through, one or two of them.
Okay. Anyone have anything else?
Are you waiting to make a decision on the trash cans?
What did we...
We decided to vote on that next meeting after looking into...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I'll
keep... The dark colored bins.
Okay. Yeah, price them out, and I'll follow up with J&J about...
Yeah, if you can talk to someone and see
what
is, why were they doing it and now they're not doing it?
Yeah, that just kind of got a non-answer, basically.
I don't think they can get to the one at the pond.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'll follow up with them tomorrow, see if I can get through to somebody. But, and I'll keep getting my hands dirty. All right. Well, sorry, we don't have cake this time, or do we? Okay.
All right. I'll measure them tomorrow. Then I'll send Jason a picture and get price on, like, either paint them or vinyl them.
If you want another price on hand paint, I know someone probably would do it pretty reasonable. It's a,
you're talking about the letters?
A hand letter. He's a sign painter in Ellicott City.
I'll send him a picture and dimension.
Yeah, he would probably do that.
You get that price, and I'll get the vinyl price.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get some pricing and see what it costs.
Send me the dimensions.
No, I will.
And a picture.
All right. It is 8:43.